May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 1036, 1036. Seek ye my face, the Saviour cries. My soul, where canst thou find supplies but in the Lamb for sinners slain, who has not shed his blood in vain. Hymn 1036.
Holy Word of God, we'll read together two readings this evening. Our first reading, the first Epistle of John, chapter 4. The the first epistle of John, chapter 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and every one that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. And now we'll turn to the Gospel according to John, and the last chapter, chapter 21. The Gospel according to John, chapter 21. And we'll begin reading at verse 15 and read to the end. So John chapter 21 and verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. And when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, He shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This is the disciple which testifieth of these things, and wrote these things. And we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. May God bless those readings from his holy word to us each, and may he now help us in prayer. most merciful and gracious Lord. Once more we have been favoured to gather around thy word in this house of prayer. But ah, what is the house to me, except the master there I see? And we would see Jesus. Oh, we would see thee, Lord Jesus, as we gather to worship thee, that we may be given that eye of faith, and that thou wilt be pleased to reveal thyself through the reading and the preaching of thy word. And as we come into this house of prayer, and as we sing thy praises, our eyes would be up unto thee. Lord, do grant us the felt sense of thy presence here this evening. Oh, do pour out upon us the love of Christ. Oh, may we know those sweet tokens of that love. Oh, may we, Lord, be blessed with a true desire to know the love of God, to be shed abroad in our heart. Oh, we pray for those seekers that could truly sing that first hymn. Oh, we pray, Lord, that they may prove to be finders even this night. Oh, Lord, thou knowest those that are looking unto thee, looking for thy appearing, looking for thy promise. We pray that thou, Lord, grant thy blessing to those that seek to know thee. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt reveal thyself. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt bring them into that place of true gospel liberty and peace. Oh, we pray that Christ might be revealed and made precious to those that seek to know thee as their Saviour and their friend. Oh, Lord Jesus, thou art the friend of sinners. Thou art that merciful and gracious and almighty one. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt visit those souls that long to know that their sins were put away in that precious work of salvation, that which was done at Calvary, to know that that precious blood that was shed for sin was shed for their sins also. Oh, we pray that guilt and condemnation might be removed, that the brokenhearted may be bound up, that thou wilt pour in the oil, and Lord, that thou wilt grant that true comfort and consolation. Oh, do all that they need, we humbly pray, for thy honour and glory, for the good of never dying souls. Oh, leave not their soul destitute, but Lord, do visit them with thy great salvation. Oh, Lord, we pray for each who gather here this evening and any that join us on the live stream. Lord, do remember those that are afflicted, those who are unwell at present. Grant thy healing, thy restoring. We do thank thee for thy recovering mercies where they are known, and pray that thou sanctify all affliction. Oh, we pray, Lord, that there may be those divine purposes in those things that we are brought into our pathway. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou would use them for our soul's real good. Lord, do remember those that are away at this time. We pray, Lord, that thou would be with them, watch over them, and bring them back at the appointed time in peace and in safety. And Lord, those who hope to go away, we pray they may be blessed with safe journeys. So, Lord, do remember each in their various needs. We thank thee, Lord, for this opportunity during the week to turn aside from the busy things of the day. We meet not on a day of rest, but a day in which many have been busy and occupied in many things. And now, Lord, as we come into thy house of prayer, we pray that thou would help us to lay those things aside, and, Lord, that we may have the busyness of our minds quietened, and that there may be, Lord, that felt comfort and that peace as we come apart to rest a while. Oh, may it prove to be a sanctuary here this evening. Oh, Lord, we ask that thou wilt shut out of our minds and out of this place the multitude of thoughts that Satan would trouble us with. May he be shut out of this place, shut us in with thyself. May we have an hour wholly taken up with thee. Lord, we need that drawing power of thy Spirit. Oh, we cannot do these things for ourselves. Oh, we find the effect of sin that robs us of these things. Lord, we cannot put ourselves in that right frame of mind. We cannot, Lord, push our own thoughts heavenward, though we may have a true desire to worship thee. Lord, thou art able to draw us unto thyself, and we plead that thou do it for us each this evening, and draw our thoughts and lift our thoughts above the inferior things, and set our affections on things above. Lord, deliver us from the power of sin and Satan. Do, Lord, make bare thy holy arm. Be that wall of fire round about. Spread thy arms of love around about us here this evening. And be the glory in the midst, we pray. Oh, do be, Lord, the master of assemblies here this evening, and orchestrate all our worship here. And may it all be through Jesus Christ, our Saviour, made acceptable. That may, Lord, we obtain mercy. That may we find grace to help in time of need. And Lord, it's a time of need as we come to worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, to come in our right frame of mind, as conscious of our sinnership before thee, but drawn by a precious Saviour of sinners, whose name is that all-prevailing name, whose blood cleanseth from all sin. So, Lord Jesus, we pray that we each may find acceptance. We may find acceptance in the Beloved. And, Lord, that thou grant us answers of peace as we seek all for Jesus Christ's sake. do remember various ones in their need. There are those things in providence, in our day-to-day lives. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou'd help us to cast everything upon thee. Lord, do show us our insufficiency. And Lord, grant us that we may be ever at thy feet in prayer. We thank thee for that precious gift that prayer is. But Lord, we pray that thou help us to truly pray. We pray that thou will give us that gift of living faith. To look beyond at times what seems to be impossible. To look beyond the mountains that seem to stand between. And to look to Jesus. Lord, we pray that thou wilt take away our unbelief. Grant, Lord, that we may ask in faith, nothing wavering. Oh, give us, Lord, that true faith, that living faith, that faith that casts anchor into that which is in the veil. Our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, our great forerunner. Do, Lord, remember older friends with the burdens of day-to-day life. Those things, Lord, that are now becoming more difficult. Feeling the infirmities, body and mind maybe. Lord, thou knowest. We pray that every need might be supplied. Lord, that thou draw near and comfort each heart. As the outward man and woman begins to decay, may the inner be renewed day by day. May there be those renewing of the precious promises. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Though we may feel to fail and feel our weakness more and more, yet may we be found ever looking unto thee, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, do grant thy presence. Lord, we would know that union and communion with thee, that we might lean upon thee, that we may prove thee day by day. We may prove that thy grace is sufficient for us and that thy strength is made perfect in our weakness. Then help us, Lord, to truly glory in our infirmities, that the power of Christ might rest upon us. So help us, Lord. Lord, help us to know and do thy will. Help us to lay aside our own will and way. Grant, Lord, that we may be made willing, that we may be conformed to the image of thy dear Son. Oh, help us, Lord, to truly, willingly, from an honest heart, offer up those things on the altar. Oh, Lord, may there not be any idols, but may we ever seek to put thee first. Oh, we pray then that thou would grant us, Lord, that thy light might shine upon every aspect of our lives. Lord, do show us that where we are, and those things, Lord, that we may be, we could maybe do better. Oh, Lord, we pray that we may be truly taught of thee, that thou lead us in that right way. Oh Lord, we pray that thou wilt grant us that true spiritual discernment. Lord, we are living in a difficult day in many respects. The subtle influences of Satan, the subtle things that are taking place. Oh Lord, do make us wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. And grant, Lord, that we may know thy Spirit's leading. Grant us, Lord, a tender conscience. May the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, be found in each of our hearts. Thy indwelling Spirit, moving us, prompting us, restraining us at times. Lord, thou knowest our need. Do, Lord, grant us each thy presence in the unknown way. Oh Lord, may we have those things to look back and we can say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Lord, as we look to the future, Lord, maybe there are those that shrink from it, who fear the unknown way. Oh, we pray that we may see thee as our good shepherd, going on before, leading us in that right way. We think of that word in the psalm, he led them forth by the right way. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt lead on. And grant, Lord, that we may be true followers, following the Lamb whithersoever he goeth, desiring that close walk with thee. O Lord, keep us from loitering in the way. Keep us from turning aside. Keep us from turning back. So help us, Lord, remember us, Lord, in all our need this evening. We pray, take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Lord, remember this church and people. Do glorify thyself in their midst. Do, Lord, bless thy word among them. Do, Lord, build up thy church here in numbers and in grace. And do, Lord, if it could please thee, preserve here to the end of time a faithful witness. May there ever be here a seed to serve thee, to call thee the Redeemer blessed. O Lord, we ask great things. We see so much sin abounding in many forms. Not least, Lord, we see something of ourselves. But Lord, we would look unto thee. We would look away from all these things. We would look unto Jesus. And we would seek all for his name's sake. Do then remember us as we leave. O Lord, grant that thy word may enter into our hearts and abide there. May there be those things for us to take home to pray over. May there be food for never dying souls, even this night. O Lord, remember us as we leave. Take us to our homes in peace and in safety. As we ask these things, Lord Jesus, with the forgiveness of all that is amiss. Amen.
Hymn number 1056, 1056. See a poor sinner, dearest Lord, whose soul, encouraged by thy word, at mercy's footstool would remain, and there would look, and look again. Hymn number 1056.
Me to our first reading, the first epistle of John in chapter 4. With the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from three words in the middle of verse 16. So the first epistle of John, chapter 4. And really, just those three words in the middle of verse 16. God is love. Now, I know it appears again in the previous verse, verse 8. We read in that verse, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." But it was those words in the middle of verse 16, which were laid on my mind to bring to you this evening, and it's there I would direct you. So 1 John chapter 4, and the three words in the middle of verse 16, God is love. The whole verse reads, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. God is love. John knew it. John knew it. John speaks and writes of what he knows. He has tasted, he has handled, and he has felt the love of God toward his own soul. You know, this whole epistle, the theme is what we know, and we know, and we know. You go to the first chapter, and John declares that God is light. Verse 5, this then is the message that we have heard of him and declare unto you. This is the first chapter of this epistle in verse 5. And declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And he develops it. And friends, if your religion and mine is real, it begins with the light. Light shining in darkness. Light, the light of the gospel, of the grace of God, shining into our dark, lifeless soul. As it was in creation, so it is in the new birth. It begins with God. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Well, the light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ shines into the sinner's heart. And that light that shines reveals what? The love of God. The love of God. Oh, the light that shone at the birth of creation. When what was revealed as time unfolded? The love of God. It began with light, and love was revealed. And in all the darkness of the fall of Adam and Eve, oh, the light, that the love of God shone in that darkness of their rebellion. How that God did not utterly wipe them away. But when they stood in their, or hid as it were, even though they were clothed in those fig leaf coverings. This is love, isn't it? Where art thou? Adam, where art thou? You know, it's love that searches out a sinner. In all his guilt and shame, Adam could find no hiding place from the all-seeing eye of God. And neither can you, poor sinner. Once the light of the knowledge of God shines into your heart, you can't hide anywhere. When something of your own sinful heart, the corruptions of your fallen nature, are illuminated to you, you'll find there's no place to hide. You can't hide from God, can you? Neither could Adam and Eve. Couldn't hide the shame of their sin, though they sought to cover it up, though they sought to hide their covered up body in the garden. Friends, is there any of you hiding this evening? Oh, you feel that the Lord's brought you in guilty. And you feel condemned. You're standing in complete and utter ruin. Your life is in tatters. All that's been exposed to you just condemns you. You stand before the Lord. You're not at the judgment seat of Christ. Well, is that not the love of God? Why is it you feel it to be so now? Why has he not left you in a darkness of unbelief and sin to bring you to the light of that knowledge when you stand before him and there's no ground of mercy there? Why is it then, Paul, sinner this evening, you feel it now? I'd venture this. You have the 3-word answer in our text this evening. Although you can't see it, can you? God is love. God is love. Oh, friends, it could only be God himself, that can truly reveal the love of God. My mind went to that hymn 249. It says over the top, love of God earnestly desired. Oh, love divine, how sweet thou art. When shall I find my willing heart all taken up by thee? I thirst and faint and die to prove the greatness of redeeming love, the love of Christ to me. And then the last verse, verse 3, God only knows the love of God. Oh, that it now were shed abroad in this poor stony heart. For this I sigh, for this I pine. This only portion, Lord, be mine, this better part. Is that the language of your soul this evening? Oh, God only knows the love of God. God is pleased to reveal his love. Oh, how he does it, the manner of it, to the degree of it, is all in the sovereign hands of a God of love. But oh, may you and I know something. May know something of this love. The truth of our text this evening. God is love. Oh, how many will die in ignorance of this precious text this evening? How many will pass through this life as creatures in his creation, living in the world that he has created, in a body that he has created for them, possessing a soul that is his work and his alone, and yet never know? Never know their Maker as a God of love. What a solemn thought. John did. And that this youngest of all the 12 disciples, he is that disciple who had that special and close relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. How often, if you read his gospel, the Gospel of John, you have those mentions, writing of himself, the disciple whom Jesus loved. My mind went, it obviously went to the reading we read, but it also went to John 13, and how it was John. Now we read in John 13 verse 23, now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. This is John leaning on Jesus' bosom. Oh, what a precious thing, friends. Oh, what a thought. Oh, could that be said of you and me? It would be by faith, won't it? Has he brought you to lean on his bosom? Has he brought you to so cast yourself on him? Well, this is John. And Simon beckons to him that he should ask who it is, it should be, of whom he spake, because the Lord Jesus has spoken of one that would betray him. One of them would betray him. And Peter, he asked John. And John, lying on Jesus' breast, he says, Lord, who is it? And the Lord Jesus tells him. Gives him a sign. It's he that I should give a sop when I have dipped it. John knew who it was. And we're told that he dipped the sop and gave it to Judas Iscariot. You know, it was John who writes of Nicodemus coming to Jesus by night. It's John who, through the promptings and leadings of the Holy Spirit, writes of what the Lord Jesus says to Nicodemus. It's John who has left on record that precious, well-known verse, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John knew the truth of it. Nicodemus would go on to prove the truth of it. Oh, it's this man John who writes, doesn't he, having been standing at the cross. It's him who writes of Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea coming and taking the body of Jesus. You see, there's love. we read that Joseph of Arimathea begged the body of Jesus. And he took it, didn't he? And with Nicodemus, and no doubt some servants, they took that body down from the cross and they laid it in that tomb. That's love. No, the love of God. God is love. And where God's love is made known, love is seen. Love is in evidence. Oh, if you and I have the love of God revealed, I don't mean just the revealing of it in the letter. God is love, and a natural understanding of our mind that this one is love. But God is love revealed to us personally. In other words, God's love toward us, something of his love made known to us, oh, the effect will be that we will love God. When God is pleased to reveal his love, wherever he's pleased to reveal his love, there is love flowing in return. We read it in our reading this evening. We love him because he first loved us. God is love. Oh, how John then knew by experience. Oh, as he looked on, as he witnessed those things, how his love increased. Oh, friends, is there that desire in our hearts this evening to know the love of God? We had an opening hymn, Encouragement for Seekers. And what does it say? Art thou afflicted, sore distressed, embarrassed, and by guilt oppressed? That's like Adam and Eve. Like every God convinced sinner. Yeah, everyone that's been brought to see something of their sin, they're embarrassed and they're guilty and it's oppressive. But what does it say? Anxious to know thy sins forgiven and find an open way to heaven. Oh, well, you seekers this evening, God is love. There is an open way to heaven. Oh, God opened for us a way of approach, an approach to a holy God. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way. You seekers this evening, you want to know what is the way. How can we get our crimes forgiven? Oh, how is it that this great mass of sin can ever be dealt with? Will not condemn me at the day of my death, will not bring into me, for me, an everlasting, eternal punishment in hell. What is that way of salvation? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. But a way has been made. Oh, a way back to God. Oh, the lost sheep of the household of Israel. The 500 pence sinner, the 50 pence sinner. They're all guilty. They're all under the same condemnation. It's an everlasting punishment in hell. Whether it's one sin or a countless number of sins. And it's the same precious way. God is love. Oh, the love of God in revealing that way of salvation. The love of God in sending his only begotten Son. Oh, friends, I quoted that text, for God so loved the world that he gave. How can we truly understand something of the love of God? Oh, how it is seen in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Oh, how the love of God toward his poor, unworthy people is seen when we trace out the glorious work of salvation, when we trace out the birth and the life and that sin-atoning death of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we see all that he did and all that he said, the love of God in the person of Jesus Christ. God is love. Oh, and that love, that great love, wherewith he has loved us, even when we were dead in sins. Christ died for the ungodly. Oh, the mysterious purposes of God. But the clear revelation of the glorious God-man, Jesus Christ. Oh, mysterious are the workings of grace in the individual sinner's heart and experience at times. But all is clear when we look to the person and work of Jesus Christ. One God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. One Saviour, one sacrifice, one offering for sin, forever. Bringing in of an everlasting salvation through the death of Jesus Christ. That offering for sin. Precious, precious blood that cleanseth us from all sin. And how the love of God is seen in the life and death of Jesus Christ. God, those of you that feel this evening, maybe you're anxious to know your sins forgiven and find that open way to heaven. Oh, plead that God will reveal his Son in you. He did for the Apostle Paul. It pleased God to reveal his Son in me. Yes, in all his guilt and in all his shame, having been brought in guilty before, why persecutest thou me? That's what Saul of Tarsus was doing. And then he fell before the Lord Jesus, guilty before him. Oh, this despised Jesus of Nazareth, now Saul of Tarsus is before him, prostrated, Oh, he's guilty and he's condemned, isn't he? But Paul finds that way, that open way to heaven. Oh, he finds a smiling Jesus. Oh, he finds in that 3 days and three nights when he couldn't eat or drink, Christ revealed and made precious. Oh, that he must suffer great things, but the love of Christ constrained him. It was never too much for Paul. Oh, the Lord was to bear him up in it all. Paul, what a great debt of love he owed. And all that service, and that witnessing, and many stripes, being almost stoned to death at one point, all the sufferings were not worthy to be compared to the glory that should be revealed. Oh, because he was a sinner saved by grace, because God is love. The free and sovereign love of God given to Paul, made known to Paul, the secret love of God. You know, that love of God, God is love, and it's an everlasting love. And we can't comprehend it. We can't comprehend it at times, can we? Oh, that love of God from all eternity. Love before the foundation of the world, chosen in Christ, that Christ should die for his poor, unworthy people, given in that covenant of grace. Paul writes of it in the opening chapter of Ephesians. Clearly speaking of that precious truth, the love of God. Oh, that he should so freely love poor, unworthy sinners. Oh, friends, you know, if the Lord brings maybe a view of the people of God before you, he may give you a view of the people of God and the safety and security of the people of God before he brings you to know you're one of them. And I wonder if there's a few here this evening that's where you are. Oh, you say, how safe and how happy are they who on the good shepherd rely. But you say, is that me? Am I really relying, trusting, hoping, believing in him? You say, you see something of their eternal safety and security. You know something of the truth of election, but am I one of them? Am I one of them? No, you're not sure maybe this evening. You see, I know God is love. I've seen his work in the lives of others. I've seen a living testimony of the love of God in the saving of one and another that I've known. Oh, I don't deny that God is love. But does he love me? Oh, am I his or am I not? 'Tis a point I long to know. Often causes anxious thoughts. Do I love the Lord? Am I his or am I not? Do I love the Lord or not? Do we? Do I love the Lord? Am I his or am I not? Oh, God is love. Oh, may the Lord bring you, oh, to that place where you're brought to plead and wrestle. For for that revelation, that he would make it known to you, that he will show you his love. Oh, that he will give you that blessing in your soul, that he would touch that mountain of sin and make it, oh, disappear. That he might put himself between you and your sin. That he might be Christ revealed and Christ made precious. Hezekiah said, didn't he? But he hath in love to my soul cast all my sins behind his back. Love to my soul. Well, it comes in personally. Oh, there is a truth that God is love. But we want to know something of that love for ourselves. Well, some know more. John knew much of the love of God. Others know maybe less by way of experience. But friends, everyone, whether there's a little love or a great love, or where there's the love of God in the soul, there will be the same degree of that love known hereafter. Oh, there'll be the same precious degree of revelation when a sinner is brought through the article of death and found in paradise. Then the love of God will be known in all its fullness. The love of God. Well, we had our second reading, and it was that well-known closing part of John's Gospel, and that discourse with Peter. And Peter, you know, you cast your mind back to that night in which he was betrayed. Peter following afar off. And then his denial as he warmed himself by the fire, denying his Lord and Master with oaths and curses. Peter, who had asked John, who was leaning on the bosom of Jesus, who is it that should betray him? He soon himself denying that he ever knew him and denying it with oaths and curses. Friends, Peter who had come so short, who, when the testing time had come, warned of it previously, had said he would die with the Lord, with his Lord. What did the Lord Jesus do? We're told he turned and he looked on Peter. Oh, what a look that was. We just sang, didn't we, 10:56. Oh, what is it? Look on me. Ah, bring a wretched wanderer home, and to thy footstool let me come, and tell thee all my grief and pain, and wait and look. And look again. Take courage then, my trembling soul. One look from Christ shall make thee whole. God is love. Peter will tell you this evening that God is love. There was love in that look, wasn't there? It broke that man. It cut him to his heart. The Lord engraved on Peter's heart that night. And we sing it, don't we? Jesus, engrave it on my heart. What? That thou the one thing needful art. And Jesus, that look of our Lord Jesus on Peter, engraved it in his heart that night. Oh, one thing needful. It was love. God is love. All the denials, being warned of it, but taking no heed to the warning, not humbling himself before the Lord. I'm not picking faults with Peter, friends. I have been much more to my shame. But this is the truth of the word. God is love. And it was love that restored Peter. He went out and wept bitterly. Now we have it. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? 3 times. And 3 times he says, yea, Lord. Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Oh, the love of God in restoring one who has backslidden, one who has lost his way, one who has been overcome. And friends, you and I, we are no better, except the Lord keep us. We too will surely fail and falter. But God is love. And it is an everlasting love. And it's a love that he doesn't deny. He gives and he doesn't take it back. He will not remove his love. Oh, he might remove the felt sense of his presence, his nearness. He may hide his face. He may bring you weeping over your sin and your shame and your guilt again. But he will not remove that love. Oh, what he does forever. Nothing can be added or taken from it. God is love. And Peter proved it. And so he had that question. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? I wonder if that question's asked this evening. Oh, what would be your reply? Oh, may the Lord give you. Oh, may he give you. Oh, those fresh tokens of love. May he give you tokens of love. May he give you those sweet smilings of his face. May he shine his light of love and truth into your soul. May he bring before you what he has done for you. Oh, those of you that are seeking to know, does the Lord love me? Am I his or am I not? Oh, those desiring to know the love of God, that peace which passeth all understanding. Oh, may he bring you to that same place that you might look on him Oh, may he bring you to the very place where the love of God is displayed in the fullness here below, at Calvary and the cross. That's love, isn't it? The hymn says love moved him to die. And on this we rely. Our Jesus has loved us. We cannot tell why. Oh, that love which moved him to suffer, to bleed and die for his poor, wretched, unworthy people. Oh, this is love, isn't it? The love of God in not stopping that suffering and death, but pouring out the wrath that was due to be spent on his poor unworthy people. God's love to them smote the shepherd of the sheep. And it was divine justice that pierced his heart. Oh, the mysterious. Oh, these things are deep and profound. But how exceeding precious. Oh, you want to know the love of God toward you? You pray he take you. Take you to Gethsemane. Take you to the judgment hall. By faith, take you to Calvary. And there you'll see love. When you're brought to look on him whom you have pierced. Look on me whom you have pierced. And mourn for him. Oh, to see the love of God in that sin-atoning death. That triumphant cry, it is finished. As he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Dying love. Dying love. Does it attract you, poor sinner, this evening? The putting away of sin. The sufferings of the Lamb of God. That's the love of God. Oh, that's what we want to know more of, isn't it? Oh, that the guilt and condemnation flow away at the foot of the cross. The precious blood of Jesus pouring forth at Calvary. The fountain open for sin. Oh, what's written over the cross? God is love. God is love. Oh, may the Lord bring us each there to bow the knee, to bow ourselves before him, and to look on him, to weep, to mourn, and to love him. God is love. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Graham Cottingham will preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Parrish again next Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 140. When overwhelmed with grief, my heart within me dies, helpless and far from all relief, to heaven I lift my eyes. Hymn 140.
Thank you.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.